We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Deshaun Watson.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Wants to be a Bronco. According to former Texan Kareem Jackson, he was on with Aqib Talib, and this is what Kareem Jackson had to say about current Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man, and like all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him, like, that's why I want to be. Like, he like, that's why I want to be. I'm like, man.
He see the setup, the line straight. He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why. He like, I want to be in Denver. He's like, and like during the time while I was going through, you know, my little free agency thing, and then I end up signing back here. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He's like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver. So I'm like, hey, man.
Man, indeed. You know what? You know why I find that so believable? Because I've seen a couple of, I think it was Ian Rapoport, saw that and tweeted, I think this is just Kareem Jackson, you know, sort of, you know, stating their case, or, you know, who knows how much truth there is to that. You know why?
He ain't going to put his business out there that much with everything he's got going on.
No, he quoted Deshaun.
Yeah.
He quoted Deshaun.
And if there's ever been a time when you don't want to misquote Deshaun, especially if your buddy's with him, I would say this would be high up on the list.
He said, hey, Jack, tell them I want to be there. I mean, unless Kareem Jackson is just making this up. I mean, but they are tight. I mean, he and Deshaun Watson are very tight. So, yeah, he actually quoted Deshaun in that audio that you just heard. I don't think this is just like some, you know, A.J. Brown recruiting pitch, which, by the way, worked like a charm. He's the executive of the year in the NFL, A.J. Brown.
Not if you hear Stanford Routt talk about Julio Jones. They got a top 20 receiver.
I think we can all agree.
They get Brandon Cooks or Julio Jones?
Will Fuller? I think we can all agree Julio Jones is definitely a top 20 receiver in the NFL.
I have a theory on what Kareem Jackson said, and I feel like Rapoport and Kareem Jackson can be right.
Okay.
So Kareem says that Deshaun said, I want to be there.
Tell them I want to be there.
Rapoport said he doesn't believe that that's where he wants to be, but one of the potential spots. What if he just wants to be Deshaun anywhere but here? So he wants
He's
to...
He's telling everybody.
I want to be out of here. Get me the hell out of here. Get me out.
He's texting Will
I want
Fuller.
To be anywhere.
Tell them I want to be there.
Tell them I want to be there. He's texting...
Who does he know in Philly? You know, whomever. Tell them I want to be there.
What if Deshaun just wants to be out of Houston at this point so bad that he's telling everyone he wants to be there?
Yeah. Yeah? And he could well, but... I found Kareem Jackson very, very believable.
I mean, he's not going to misquote Deshaun. Again, if there was ever a time to not misquote Deshaun Watson,
yeah, this is it.
This would be it. I think Kareem Jackson, him and Deshaun have the relationship to where they're close enough to where he wouldn't do that. If you're just tuning in, it's making the rounds now. Fox Sports picking it up. ESPN has picked it up. NFL Network has picked it up. On The Volume Sports with Aqib Talib, Kareem Jackson says Deshaun Watson wants to be here. Here it is again. Kareem Jackson, former Houston Texans defensive back, talking about the current quarterback of the Houston Texans and his preferred destination.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man, and like all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him like, come that's where I want to be. Like he like that's where I want to be. I'm like, man,
he see the setup, the line straight. He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why he like I want to be in Denver. He's like, and like during the time while I was going through, you know, my little free agency thing, and I end up signing back here. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you gonna sign? I was like, I don't know, I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're gonna do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He's like, listen, man, tell him that like I want to be in Denver. So I'm like, hey, man.
Man, indeed. You're right. Every NFL writer is now commenting on that. And look, Kareem, I don't know if he's going to end up in Denver, but I believe that Deshaun Watson and Kareem Jackson are having that exact or have had that exact conversation.
Now, from Denver's perspective, we've heard about Aaron Rodgers, the interest that the Broncos have in Aaron Rodgers. I think it kind of goes back to my Las Vegas theory. When you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Justin Herbert, the MVP two seasons ago and the reigning offensive rookie of the year that play the most important position in your division. I mean, goodness, you've got to have at least an ounce of desperation to go to at least be aggressive when pursuing a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, assuming that the questions and the legal stuff gets taken care of. Their desperation level has to be higher than most teams are desperate for a quarterback. Their desperation level has to increase because they are in the division they're in with the players in that division that play the most important position.
No question about it. Look, Denver,
they've been linked to every damn quarterback that's been available.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. They're all in on all that. I mean, weren't they in with Matt Stafford too?
They were linked. They apparently made an offer per reports after.
And Aaron Rodgers and now Deshaun.
Teddy Bridgewater, they traded for him.
Yep. It's believable, put it that way.
Kareem Jackson saying Deshaun Watson wants to be a Denver Bronco. We haven't heard much from Deshaun, the legal stuff. It is quieted down. It is quieted down significantly.
We had the one little blip. We had the one day where, you know, they exchanged volleys, Rusty Harden and Tony Busby, but that was it, just the one day. So we can only assume they're still working on things.
And I also look at that Sports Illustrated article, and I think it was also kind of telling. And we actually insinuated this.
Yeah.
We insinuated this whenever we talked about the Deshaun thing. Sports Illustrated didn't get the cooperation that they were hoping from either side. They didn't get it from Harden or they didn't get it from Busby. So neither one of these guys, two guys who like to play the media.
Yeah.
And you've heard Busby say pot meat kettle when Harden has talked about Busby playing the media.
Yeah.
Neither one of them really wanted to win that. What does that tell you?
It tells you that they're preoccupied with something far more important in terms of settling this thing.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We just got a tweet from Ziyanim, Ziyanim.
What's your first reaction?
Just
the Astros are playing baseball, Rockets in the playoffs.
That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
I don't.
Explain it.
Do I have to?
You have to. It's your job. Don't mail it in, Landry.
There's a picture of Jack Easterby on the Texans practice field. And he's in a three-point stance as the offensive linemen do drills.
I'll be honest with you, this all isn't adding up to me. None of it makes any sense.
So as the Texans coaches are out there in three-point stances, Jack Easterby is trying to help. There is a difference.
Playing the defensive lineman.
There's a fine line between helping and just getting in the way. I think this might be that line. I don't know that Jack Easterby needs to be out there being the three-point stance guy.
dependable, tough, smart.
What if, like, the lineman? Who's he facing there in that picture? What if he just, like, plowed him? Like, just pancaked him. I'm not exactly sure who he's facing. Like, you can't tell in the picture. But that's Jack Easterby. Three-point stance, lining up, getting ready to get after it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. A Pinder Report live trip to practice with Sean Pendergast. We'll ask him what else he saw Jack Easterby doing, as well as everything else going on with the Houston Texans. And speaking of which, tickets. Apparently you can get them like you've never been able to before. Does it really matter? Is it a big deal for Cal? And could it be a big deal for Jack Easterby? We'll discuss next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Sean Watson wants to be a Denver Bronco per Kareem Jackson. This is what Kareem Jackson told Aqib Talib earlier today. It has the internet going nuts. It's making the rounds. Deshaun Watson apparently wants to be in the Mile High City.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man, and like all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him like, come that's where me. I want to be. Like he like that's where I want to be. I'm like, man,
he see the setup, the line straight. He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why he like I want to be in Denver. He's like and. Like during the time while I was going through, you know, my little free agency thing, and I end up signing back here. Before I signed, he called. He was like, "Man, are you gonna sign?" I was like, "I don't know. I ain't sure yet." He was like, "Well, you know, let me know what you're gonna do, whatever, whatever." And I signed back. He's like, "Listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver." So I'm like, "Hey, man."
Okay. Well, yeah. That's biggest story right now going. Deshaun wanting to be in Denver. I don't know if that means that he likes Denver or if he just wants to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you made. He might be telling a lot of people that just to get out. But Kareem has mentioned him in the past. You've heard it here. And this time he says it's been a couple of key things. It's in the last couple of weeks. It's been more than one call. And he quoted him. Tell them that's where I want to be. I thought that was pretty important.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. John McClain said something interesting yesterday when Wade Smith was in. You straight up asked him if the Texans' streak of selling out games was in jeopardy. I just assumed that he would say no.
Because he always has.
But this is what John McClain said yesterday, a first time for John McClain.
Oh, I believe absolutely. I've talked to so many of my friends. I got together with a group of 10 of them last month.
Popular.
And of those 10, 6 had canceled their season tickets. 3 renewed and 1 had rolled his over from the year before. And if I were the Texans and I'm having this kind of problem for selling tickets, I would be rolling out the red carpet. I'd be calling 610 Armin Williams. Armin, who would you like to have on this show? Who would you like to have on that show? I'd be trying to generate as much positive publicity as I could. I can see it.
All right. Now, there's a couple things that stick out there. First of all, to talk about the streak being ended. What's your reaction to that when John McClain says that?
I was shocked that he said it because we've had that same discussion or brought up the point with John. You know, hey, the fans are upset about this or fans are upset about that or the Texans have done this. Do you think that'll, alienate fans? And the answer has always been no, no, no. They've always sold out. They always will sell out. The other part of that is, you know, is Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, or are they worried? And the answer to that has always been no as well, because they feel like, number one, like they're doing the right thing, and number two, they're confident that the fans are going to be there. He flipped on both those things, and there's a reason for that. Jerome Solomon wrote the column about moving up 12,000 plus places in the waiting list and then telling them no thank you when they asked if they wanted season tickets. We've received texts and calls from, I think, as high as 19,000 on the waiting list. All of a sudden, you're number one. And that person, I believe, said no thank you. The Texans also are doing something that I can't remember them ever doing. Little mini packages, you know, like a three-game set that you can buy for home games. That's interesting. Now, they have had a job fair in the back in the past. The Texans, like, hey, if you want to do concessions, parking, work, and whatever, pregame, they have these jobs. But I saw Mark Vandermeer on Channel 13 advertising it in an interview. Like, we would love for you to come to this job fair we're having in case you want to be a part of the Texans. Hey, Blaine, it's a good thing. I'm not criticizing that, but I'm saying they are really trying hard. They know, you know, one thing John said there is they have a problem. That much, I think, no one will disagree with. They have a problem with the fans right now.
There was something though there that McClain said that I think is, I roll my eyes at.
Okay.
And that's this notion. And I think the paranoia, and I think the pettiness and the lack of availability of players has been, you know, something that the Texans have been ridiculed for. And I don't quite frankly think it's 100% the PR staff's idea.
I agree with you.
I do not think that. I think whose idea do you think it is?
That would be one Jack Easterby.
Smart, tough, dependable.
Okay.
Currently playing the defensive line at practice.
Now, when John says, you know, I would be calling Sports Radio 610 and I would be making everyone available, and, you know, Tyrod Taylor spoke and people were excited, to me, that is acting like Houston fans are stupid. Because if you're telling me that the Texans could call me and say, hey, we got Charles Aminihu available for you Wednesday, and Shaq Lawson's going to come on Thursday, and oh, by the way, Brandon Cooks on Thursday, the archer. We're going to talk with Brandon Cooks. If you honestly think that would lead to my listeners, the loopholes, shout out to the loopholes, if you listen, you are one, a large portion of them saying, you know what? I was out on the Houston Texans because they traded DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson. They gave Bill O'Brien all this power. They made all these dumbass trades. Jack Easterby's still around for whatever reason, and they got the worst roster in the NFL, and they're expected to lose every game. But damn, I just heard Brandon Cooks and Charles Aminihu, and I'm excited. That's an insult to think that people are that stupid.
I get your point, but I don't think it hurts. I think what the bigger point is, you need something positive, even just a fluff piece, which John McClain admittedly told us yesterday. I wrote a positive piece about Tyrod Taylor. I wrote a positive piece about this. Because contrary to what a lot of people may believe, we want this team to be popular and good. And I think
I want it more than anything.
I don't think anything hurts because now all you're getting is negative publicity.
This is the problem with that, John. This is the real problem with what you're saying and with what I'm saying. And we're not disagreeing, but we're coming to the same place. The big reason, the main reason, just based on what John McClain said, the big reason. Let's play McClain and start and pause, because I just want to explain how this kind of comes full circle when it comes to the organization. And this is why Cal McNair is so frustrating to a lot of people, not because he let Bill O'Brien have all the power and then fired him, but because a lot. Just listen to this. I'll make sense of it. All right, here was John McClain talking about the season ticket streak.
Oh, I believe absolutely. I've talked to so many of my friends. I got together with a group of 10 of them last month, and of those 10, 6 had canceled their season tickets, 3 renewed, and 1 had rolled his over from the year before.
Okay, so a lot of people are out on the Houston Texans. Who would you say deserves, in that building right now, the largest – amount of blame for that?
Jack Easterby.
Okay, because Jack Easterby was Bill O'Brien's right-hand man. Deshaun Watson has basically mentioned Jack Easterby as part of the problem. So that's the past.
Yeah.
If you want to let the past be the past, we can let the past be the past, okay? So Jack Easterby is part of the main problem.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, McClain.
And if I were the Texans and I'm having this kind of problem for selling tickets, I would be rolling out the red carpet. I'd be calling 610, Armin Williams. Armin, who would you like to have on this show? Who would you like to have on that show? I'd be trying to generate as much positive publicity as I could. I can see it.
Okay. So why aren't they doing that? You say it would pay off. So we know that the reason why people are out, Jack Easterby has a major hand in that. He ran off Brian Gain and all that, and now he's still here. So what are they doing wrong now? Outside of the roster and what's already been done, what are they doing wrong in the immediate now? They're not making this team available. They're hiding a team that teams already aren't excited for. And you said at the start of this segment mm-hmm. that you thought Jack Easterby was the main reason for that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
He so what does that reason. Tell you? What should that tell you right there? Not all, people are pissed off, and one man has a large hand in why that is, and they're still making mistakes right now. And you believe, I believe, context clues are that guy is screwing stuff up now. It's not anymore. It can't be any more obvious for anybody. Look, it can't be more obvious.
There's no question.
It's ridiculous.
There's no question that all the hype and fluff that they have tried to do. Bring in the coaches. They sent coaches yesterday. Good move. Making Cully more available. Good move. Making Tyrod Taylor available. Good move. There's no question that all that good, positive, you know, stuff that they're doing is really just treating the symptom, not the disease. But you do feel a little better when you treat a symptom, right? It doesn't cure you, but you do feel a little better. And I think that's what John McClain is saying. The disease is Jack Easterby.
Yes.
And it's always going to be here until it's removed.
Yes.
They're not doing that right now.
It's a problem, man.
But treating the symptoms does make it a little better for some fans, I feel.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Let's go live to NRG. Talk to Sean Pendergast, a Penderruption live on Kirby.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Deshaun Watson wants to be a Denver Bronco per Kareem Jackson. That has the internet going nuts right now. Also, a photo of Jack Easterby in a three-point stance. Mm-hmm. Getting a little bit of reaction as well. Let's talk to someone who is live out there at OTAs, a Penderruption, if you will, the best possible analysis and observations that you could possibly get this side of the Mississippi. Sean Pendergast joins us now. Sean, how you living, my friend?
I'm doing good. It's good to talk to you guys. Was the picture of Jack Easterby being a three-point stance from today's practice?
I am not sure, but okay. This is the first I've seen of this picture. It looks a little more sunny in this one than there. So was he wearing a bucket hat today?
He was not wearing a bucket hat. He was wearing a baseball hat, but all of the coaches and Nick Caserio were wearing a T-shirt. And I knew, Landry, you'll like this. It was a T-shirt, and it just had three words on it.
Oh,
and it
no.
was this, and it was the same word. Team, team, team. All right. That's all it said on the front of it. Team, 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 with a Texans logo on the back, like in between the shoulder blades. So it was definitely a Texans-sanctioned piece of clothing.
Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M.
Yeah, it was all caps. They were all caps.
There we go. It was all caps,
yep.
Even.
Yep. He lives on. The ghost of O'Brien. Team, team, team.
All right. Well, always like to start with the sweeping general question. What did you see? What did you like, not like?
Same thing as last week, just in terms of the energy and the pace of the practice. They get a lot of stuff done. A lot of special teams work today. In fact, the majority of the work that was done in front of us was special team stuff, like even more than O'Brien was doing when he was seemingly accentuating special teams when Brad Seeley was here. So they were working on a ton of special team stuff today. The one player that we didn't get a look at last time that we got to get a look at this time that I was most intrigued by, just because we've never seen him in a Texans uniform before, is Brevin Jordan, the rookie tight end. He was not practicing last time, but he did practice today. He's impressive. You know, he looked good during some of the passing drills, looked real crisp catching the ball, good size. You know, he's somebody who I'm very optimistic about. It's a really crowded group of tight ends. There's a lot of bodies in that group, but I would say Brevin Jordan's the one name that we didn't get to see last time that I was most intrigued to see. And from what you can gather out of some passing drills against air, he looked pretty good.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Everybody wants to know about the rookies. What about Davis Mills? What exactly was Davis Mills doing today?
A lot of the same stuff. It was strange at the end when they were going offense against defense. It looked like they were doing more just like installation where you're supposed to be, as opposed to running drills where he's zipping the ball in between guys and stuff. So to say he's doing a ton of things that I know are going to translate to Sunday today would probably be inaccurate. But in the drills where he was cutting it loose, he looked really good. You know, he looks certainly physically fits the bill, fits the part, and he's still running with the twos. There's a big drop off from him to Jeff Driscoll. I'll say that. Like some of the drills, if Jeff Driscoll ever has to play a game for this team,
yeah, I saw some video.
I think he's 1-8 as a starter,
dude.
He throws a banana ball, man.
He throws a banana ball, and when he does put some nice zip on it, it's like 2 yards behind the guy or 3 yards over his head. Like it's. I don't know what Ryan Finley did to get cut from this team, but for him to get cut for Jeff Driscoll is fairly remarkable. So, yeah, if something were to happen to Tyrod Taylor in week one, if there's any concern that they're going to throw Jeff Driscoll in there just because Davis Mills isn't ready, I would be shocked. Like, it is a drastic-looking difference just in what the football looks like coming off their hands between Davis Mills and Jeff Driscoll.
I saw some video as well of Brevin Jordan. I thought the same thing that you did. He just seemed to have a little bit of pop.
Yeah,
it just seemed, and maybe it was context because it was a couple of tight ends in a row, but he's not just a big dude. There's a lot of big dudes out there. That doesn't mean you can play, but he just seems to have a little pop at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, John, some of it's just projecting, obviously, because they're out here running drills without pads on, and the defense and the offense aren't even on the same field, really, till the very end of practice, and they're doing some of that install that I taught. And when I say they're doing install, like, literally, they'd snap the football. The receivers would run their routes, the defense would get into their reads, and then the quarterback wouldn't even throw the football. Like, he would just kind of pump. They were clearly just trying to show, you know, where guys need to be in certain formations and stuff like that. But back to Jordan, I think some of it's just projecting because, once you know, all three of us have watched games that he's played in, because Miami played in a lot of important games, or you watch his highlight film and you see what the guy's able to do once he gets the ball in his hands. He's a plus athlete. There's no question about that. So, like, some of it's just, for me, you know, you watch him, you go, okay, in person, he looks just as, if not more impressive than he looked like on the film that you watch. And then your mind starts going to the film that you watched in Miami and some of the things he was able to do. And you go, man, maybe they found something here in the fifth round with this kid.
Sean Pendergast joining us live from OTA's Pinderruption here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to all the birds out there. There's some good stuff.
Yeah, you know where I am right now? I'm in the parking lot, right? Like 50 feet from Lefty's Cheesesteaks. I'm not going to get a cheesesteak, but I needed to pull over somewhere to call you guys.
Sean could use your support right now. Probably to a cheesesteak. I think he likes the Cheetos one. So you might want to get out there and get you a little cheesesteak.
I don't know. Tyrod Taylor has a cheesesteak place around here. Maybe I'll go there.
There you go.
Maybe I've moved on.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. the Tyrod Taylor cheesesteak place, I don't see that being around very long. Maybe a couple months.
it's one of those pop-up ones.
It'll be in business for 2 months, and it'll be a new establishment in about 2 months.
It's a food truck. It always moves to the next stop.
That's right.
How is we've had a discussion about Whitney Mercilus today that's gotten a lot of reaction on the text line. How does Whitney Mercilus walk into that building and actually feel excited or motivated?
Pride, I guess. I mean, he showed up last year looking like a three technique. You know, like I would want to show up just looking lighter and looking better. Forget about forget about the quality of player going and getting 8 or 9 sacks. I mean, you hope that that'll come. But, I mean, just start with the fact that he looked awful physically last year, and he was invisible on the field. So, I guess pride. I mean, it's not – look, he's the one who signed the deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like anybody's got a gun to his head saying, come back to the Texans. He signed a 4-year, way overpriced deal. So, I mean, are you just asking from a standpoint of he's been in the league 10 years and now he's on a really bad team as his career winds down?
I think any way you look at it, and again, this is nothing about Whitney Mercilus. Whitney Mercilus might have a hell of a lot more integrity than I. But if you look at the finances, he's getting paid regardless. Yep. They're asking him to do something that he hasn't done in 10 years. Yeah. He was here when the Texans were maybe a step away from being elite. And now all of a sudden, his buddies have gone to places that they appear to be happier to be at in J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt asked not to be here. If I'm Whitney Mercilus, and you also got to take into account that what might be in his best interest as far as his next stop might not fit into what's in the best interest of a defense when filling gaps versus chasing sacks. I just don't know how Whitney Mercilus buys in and how he's given his 100% effort in this situation any way that I look at it.
Yeah, well, he wasn't out there practicing today, so I can't even tell you what type of effort he gave in practice today, because he was I guess in the bubble. Like there were several guys. I guess if there's one other takeaway, not to get off of your Whitney question, Landry, but he was one of several veteran guys who were either out there and in sweats or they were inside the bubble. You know, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb. I've yet to see Randall Cobb put a uniform on in the two practices that I've been to. Kiki QT didn't practice today. Jeez. Laremy Tunsil didn't practice today. Whitney Mercilus didn't practice today. So there are a handful. Yeah, if Laramie's going to defend his left tackle position that apparently he's in a fierce competition for, you better get back out on the field. Gods.
A little bit of news breaking as we're talking with you. David Culley has canceled next week's mini camp. He said that because of participation in OTAs and what they're doing right now, and team leaders voted or weighed in on that. They're not going to have mini camp. Now, we know that means Deshaun Watson is not going to get fined, but it also means those receivers did something, you know, that was positive. I mean, what did the other receivers look like as well?
Yeah, I look, the guys who've been out there so far, you know, it's been Nico Collins, as I mentioned to you guys last time. He looks – you know, he looks very impressive. I'm looking forward to seeing him. It's number 15, Chris Moore, who kind of – he looks like if you had to, like, hire somebody to play Will Fuller in a movie, he looks a little like Will Fuller, actually, and he's wearing his old uniform number in 15, so it's kind of strange. But he's done some good things in practice. You know, other than that, it's receiver. It's Chris Conley was out there today, I should say. He's number 17, you know, one of the veterans that they signed. He's been doing some good things. So they look good. That possibility of them canceling minicamp was something I had mentioned last week when I was talking to some folks over there, and they had mentioned the Eagles and the Colts, kind of like almost a mini CBA negotiation has been going on with some teams and their players, where they say, hey, look, if you guys show up at the voluntary stuff, then our trade back to you. You know, you show up and you work hard, we'll cancel the mandatory minicamp. So the Texans are not alone in this. I know a lot of people are probably going to read into it like, oh, okay, this is a way that they don't have to answer any Deshaun Watson questions till July now, which may be true, but I don't think that's the motivating factor behind it. I don't think they're going to avoid practices.
I agree with you, but it's still $90,000 that Deshaun gets to keep, so that's I think everybody's happy there.
Do you think they would have – if they still had mandatory minicamp, do you think they would have fined him, or do you think they would have excused him?
I don't know. I've heard both sides. Landry, you just heard Landry say no. I mean – I don't know. What do you think?
I say no. I get both sides. I say no. And I thought Seth made a really good point about not finding him, which is at some point you guys, meaning the Texans and Deshaun, are going to have to be reluctant business partners in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is you're going to have to, if both of your goals are to get Deshaun out of Houston and get him somewhere that makes sense for him and makes sense for you, the Texans, then you're going to have to work together. And, you know, the fine, we're talking $93,000 in a multi-billion-dollar business. Like, is it something? Yeah. I mean, Deshaun got uptight about getting fined $7,500 for not wearing a mask at his Lefty's cheesesteak opening. You know what I mean? Like, right. it's the symbolism of it more so than it is the dollar amount. So I would say no. I understand both sides of it. I was surprised. I put up a poll about this, actually, and a majority of the people voted that they thought the Texans would find him. Maybe some of that is people hoping that they would find him because Deshaun's Q rating is way, way down right now, but that's what the people thought, at least.
Sean Pendergast, live Pender Report here on Sports Radio 610. Sean, greatly appreciated, my friend.
Thanks. Going to go home and see Amy and give her a Penderruption.
No, and you give her a Penderruption, and also on the way there, this is from the text line, 5221. You should stop by Tyrod's Taco Truck.
There you go. There you go. All right. I'm off to go have a Pendergasm. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Yep. Sean Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610. The restaurants, by the way, tomorrow, I need you to do Texans restaurants.
Oh, for players?
Yes. What kind of establishment? Let me put it in each one is. I put it on the dock. It's there now. Tyrod's food truck. Yeah. It goes from place to place.
It's definitely a food truck.
I think it's a restaurant that doesn't stay around for a while.
About 8 weeks.
It's always troubling when you drive by a spot that's been there for a while and it says grand opening. The place has been there 4 years.
Yeah.
Why do we need a grand opening?
I'm thinking of some of these food, these potential restaurants.
You're going to knock it out the park. Big news earlier, if you're just tuning in, Kareem Jackson was on with Aqib Talib. Had this to say about Deshaun Watson. Been some silence when it comes to the Deshaun Watson legal battle. The standoff, if you will. But apparently Deshaun Watson is making it very clear to former Texan Kareem Jackson where he wants to play ball this season.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man. And like, all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him, like, that's where I want to be. Like, he like, that's where I want to be. I'm like, man.
He see the setup. The line straight. He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why. He like, I want to be in Denver. He's like, and like during the time while I was going through, you know, my little free agency thing, and then I end up signing back here. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He's like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver. So I'm like, hey, man.
Okay. Deshaun wants to be in Denver per Kareem Jackson. I just wonder if he's telling everyone that. I wonder when he talks to Will Fuller on the phone, and they're real close in Miami, if he doesn't tell him, hey, buddy, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Or in Philadelphia, let's say he's talking to who knows who. Hey, I would love to be there.
Could be true, but I believe Kareem Jackson. I mean, he quoted Deshaun. I don't think you do that with your guy.
If you're a friend of Deshaun, you're never going to want to misquote him, and you're damn sure not going to want to misquote him now.
And you know that Aqib Talib is going to be replayed, and people are going to watch it. So he knew what he was doing there.
Be interesting. Some other big news that came down as we were talking to Sean, actually. Sean was in the parking lot about 800 feet from Sean Pendergast. David Coley, the head coach of the Texans, was at the podium and made this announcement.
The first of all, as far as accomplishing what we wanted to get accomplished, we felt like that we needed to make sure that for at least a good 4 weeks during the off season, that we had as many players as here as possible, this being voluntary, to be able to learn our culture, learn our system, new defense, all of the different players that we've had. And so what we did a month ago is we had our team leaders earlier in the off season came to an agreement that it was more important for us to make sure that we had as many people as we needed to be here possible to be able to learn what we're doing.
What?
And with that being said, that we would forego the mini camp because we felt like that was more important. And that's why we decided not to do the mini camp, because our attendance has been great for us here. We've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished. We felt like that getting them here was more important than being able to just have those 2.5 days of mini camp, and we feel like we got that done.
What?
Well, keep this in mind.
So they canceled mini camp?
They canceled mini camp.
Okay.
Why? Because they had almost full attendance here, not Deshaun Watson, and he was happy with them doing everything that they needed to do to establish a culture.
Okay.
Let's keep this in mind, though, and I don't think it's as simple as, hey, you guys did awesome. Let's just cancel minicamp. The NFLPA was suggesting to every player to skip OTAs. The NFL play made that, NFPA made that suggestion. So I think the team leaders, whomever they are, because we don't know who they are, came to Nick Caserio and David Culley and said, look, we'll go to OTAs, but just give us that break, you know, during mini camp. And I think this was just a negotiation. I think it was as simple as that. No ulterior motive. No, that way we don't have to look bad if we have to find Deshaun Watson. None of that. It's like, we want you at OTAs. Okay, we'll be there if you cancel it, mini camp.
You guys stink, though.
No, it's very rare. Especially
you guys
for
need
a first
to be there all
coach,
the time, man.
First year general manager and at least 50 new faces.
I mean, it's one thing for the Colts or the Titans or Tampa Bay.
The Eagles did it.
They could use it too. Yeah. But you guys can't be canceling this.
No, it's very rare because, especially with a new regime, for a coach to acquiesce like that. But I think it was just as simple as, all right, you want everybody there? We'll be there. But you got to cancel minicamp or else we're not coming. Boom. Okay, done. Deal? Shake? Let's shake. All right. This wasn't any, man, they were awesome. Let's just give them the minicamp off. No, this was a negotiation.
All right. So Texans canceling minicamp. Astros back at it again today, coming off the 7-1 dub. They got a dog. Do they have an ace? Framber Valdez. You believe they do, but you do not believe it's the guy rocking 5-0 on the back of his jersey.
I think he can get there from here. I sure like what I'm seeing from Framber, especially in the postseason. Keep in mind, he's proved himself at every level of baseball. I just, if I got one game to win tomorrow, I'm giving it to Greinke.
I'm giving it to Framber. Let's go. Framber mania.
I love what he's
Let's
doing.
Go chew. Let's get those rabies, baby. Let's go. Start biting people. Let's get it.
Go like Dan Campbell, biting knees. What'd you think of the helmet, the racing helmet?
From what?
Dan Campbell.
He's a goofball. He looks like an idiot.
I don't know how good they're going to be, but they're going to be fun to watch.
Goofus. Looks like turn himself into Rex Ryan or something it's like that. So I don't know good. What that. Yeah, he's a little much.
Little much.
Bad representation of Texas A&M. Don't forget, guys. 11:45, 12:45, chance to win $1,000 every day for a long time. So be listening to this show, 11:45, 12:45. An extra $1,000 never hurt anyone.
Nobody.
Thanks to Stanford Routes for hopping on today. He had some interesting things to say about Julio Jones. You don't want to miss that on the Odyssey app. You can listen to the entire show again, AUDACY, because when you listen to In the Loop the second time, it is twice as nice. We'll talk to you tomorrow. John Lopez is going to have Texans restaurants. We'll hear from David Culley. We'll hear from Philip Lindsay and a few other Texans. We're also going to talk about Davis Mills. Was he really the first choice for the Texans? Draft Prospect's dad says not so much. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. We'll talk to you manana at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint and Ron are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.